Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you with us. Hope you recovered from Thanksgiving, and of course, you're working all that extra food off. We've got a cool show coming up today. We're going to be talking about a wide variety of things. We're going to be talking about lawsuit that was filed in Wisconsin against the Wolf Plan. We're going to be talking about super pigs. That's not Superman. That's super pigs. We've talked about it before. They're coming, and they're coming for you. Hang tight. We'll be right back with more Valley Outdoors. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Hey, Ava.
How's it going?
It's fantastic.
Well, you and I get A pluses on our
attendance.
Report card. Yeah,
yep,
attendance.
Do. Stars.
And then there's a big ol'
zero.
question mark.
Yep, for Donald.
That's all right.
It's always good when he's not here.
He's got big, important things he's doing all the time.
Well, and then what's nice is we can talk about him.
That is the best part.
That's the best part.
Yep.
See, that's why I say that's a big thing.
Because we like him a lot.
We do.
You know, if we didn't like him, we wouldn't pick on him.
No, we wouldn't. We just say nothing and be happy about it.
You know, that's usually how people treat me, too. It's fun to pick on me.
This ought to be good.
It's fun to pick on me. I get it. Because I react.
No.
No, never.
Well, there may have been occasions when you have messed up and it's entertainment.
Right.
But see, the listeners never hear about that.
No.
Well, I shouldn't say that.
Sometimes I leave it in.
Sometimes.
If it's good, I'll leave it in.
Yeah, you will. There is that. So speaking of leaving it in there, you like that segue? Pretty smooth.
I don't know, dude. We could work on those, but we'll talk about it.
In this case, I'm just trying to branch out without trying to figure out one, a real smooth segue. Over the weekend, another record was set. We're looking at multiple winter sports. Of course, across the upper Midwest, the blanket of white stuff has happened. So that means we're officially into the winter sports season. It's here. It's helped the guys out deer hunting. You can obviously track some deer, see what's going on. But at a big event on the World Cup circuit in several different ski events. Number one, ski event out in Killington, Vermont. The World Cup was there, and Michaela Schifrin, one of my, I don't know, I just follow her a lot because is that
You're
talented.
You're a fan.
I am a
That's
fan.
Okay.
But
you
I'm not,
be a fan.
It's not, it's not beyond anything. You know, it's not like, you know, enthralled or anything like that. She is a fantastic skier,
you don't have
amazing
a crush
athlete.
On her.
No, but
you
she
just
is
like
she is amazing, and she got her 90th win. She is now fourth for overall wins in winter sports. Now that's just behind
in history. You're saying.
In history,
okay.
Behind some of the winningest cross country skiers, and these are from Scandinavian countries that literally
right,
they would
that's
dominate.
Live and breathe.
It's all they did.
Yeah.
That's all they did. So impressive, and something to say that with that. Speaking of cross country, local star Jessie Diggins.
Yes,
we've had her on the show.
Here in Red Wing, Minnesota.
Yep. We've had her on the show before. She had an amazing event over Europe.
Over yonder.
And she was racing and lost her pole.
Ooh.
And she was very close to the lead, had to try and make it X amount of distance. I think it was like 20 yards or 30 yards without a pole, which meant she relinquished some of the position she was in. And, of course, the team is allowed to give her another pole if one is either broken or lost. Well, they gave her the pole. It poked her in the mouth, and she was bleeding and lost her glove at the same time. So she finished the race bloody and without a glove in extremely cold conditions. And I will say this. I don't think I've met anybody in that regiment that's as tough as she is. And pretty cool thing to see. And check it out. Look it out online. And you have to see it to believe it. Pretty impressive. But she finished second in that race. Literally, it was, I think, 0.2 seconds behind the winner. She was literally making up ground the whole way. So pretty impressive.
Oh, geez.
Pretty impressive finish there.
Yeah.
A topic that we brought up, I think, maybe a couple weeks ago, didn't talk much about it. And unless you're in Minnesota, it may not be of interest, but I think it kind of would be of interest to a lot of people. We have the state flag that has been deemed to be, they want to change it. Let's just leave it at that. They want to change the state flag. And they've requested a lot of different ideas come in to maybe redesign the flag.
Yeah, they want public submissions for this.
Yeah, public submissions. Right. And I'll be completely frank. Nothing against anybody that maybe have contributed, but how simple and just horrible they really are. As you know, I'm not afraid to say things sometimes that may not be, you know, kind to everything, but I will say this, they're horrible. You want to try to define the state with a swirly line and a star that's supposed to be the North Star. Is that supposed to be a river and a star?
Look at lots of different flags. Most of them are very simple. Very simple.
I would.
And they make the most impact. So
I would counter it.
If you, like all the different countries and stuff across the world. Like
I'm not saying country. I'm saying state.
Well, okay. But a if state? You look at country flags, they're pretty boring.
I'm not. Okay. So,
it's
not
flags can be boring.
I'm not saying.
You're a hater.
No. I'm
Eric's
saying.
Eric's a hater. Nope. No, the ones that I've seen, I actually like. I mean, some of them have real nice wilderness depictions. The amount of talent that these digital artists have now is amazing. It's like, how can you draw that on a computer?
Look, South Dakota. Okay, South Dakota state flag. It's not good for radio. See the detail?
Yeah.
It's an image. It paints an image of what South Dakota is. It's mountains. It's detail. That's just every state flag that you pull up.
Yeah, but when it's up there flat waving,
it doesn't,
you can't see it.
You know what? It's when you're using it for events that you're close to and it means something. There's something there.
Okay.
You know, that's just.
Well, there's been some that have detail.
Not that much. It's been so generically bland. It's just been boring. I'm like.
Well, I guess Eric's point is to have somebody submit an interesting flag submission.
Well, I think so. Do something with some detail. There's some detail. What is that one? That's North Dakota. Look at North Dakota. Pretty impressive. Oh, I see what you are. You're going to just close me out.
No, we just ran out of time.
Just ran out of time just like that. Well, you guys, please submit something with detail for the state of Minnesota flag. Even if you're not in the state of Minnesota, do something for us. Would you please? We'll be right back. More Valley Outdoors.